on.
I guess so.
Okay. Just let me know when, you know, some order to, does not be a day to that.
Okay.
Now that we had, I want you to know, so we set up a framework of why the Rambam is doing all this and what basically Sefer Mitzvah Mishnah Torah all about. It's about the Maseirah, and the Maseirah was Tayag Mitzvahs. That's what Rambam has done, and he basically claims that Tanoim would talk about it because he claims that various code words that the Tanoim use, Klosel Protesel, is really talking about the Mitzvahs. You know, the Rambam, you see, because the problem is most of the discussions of Tayag Mitzvahs you only find in the Amoraim. You don't find it that much in the Tanoim, okay? So Rambam has moved in Tanoim, and he has sometimes when the Tanoim say it's a mitzvah, the Rambam means the mitzvah minyan. The Ramban denies that the Sifri would never meant that, and he moves it also back that that's the Tanoim. He moves it back that was a Maseirah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, you know, that's the Rambam has re, you know, whether he's rewritten history of Yadus and based on Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay,
and the Ramban basically just totally.
You see,
doesn't agree with the whole philosophy.
I just tell you, you will see as we start reading the Ramban was ready to question maybe the whole Tayag Mitzvah is only an Agoda, and it's not part of the Etzem Maseirah, that there's a Minyan Tayag. Even in Chumash, he claims the Minyan Tayag was given at Sinai, but something with, you know, what Tayag. And the Maseirah was a Maseirah of mitzvahs, and this whole thing called I didn't see it in Ramban. I must say I didn't see it in Ramban. And the Rambam doesn't stress it that much. He just you don't understand why he's working so hard, and what he wants the Bahag and okay. Beseda, let's now, you see, what everything is based on, the interesting thing is the halachas of Gdolus quotes Rav Simloy. There's no machlokes about Rav Simloy between him and the halachas of Gdolus, even though others have suggested maybe there's really no minyan tayag in Rav Simloy. It's tamar agarat the gemara, it's a very strange thing. It's a chagamatria, and we usually find, and I'll point out, the Rambam does not quote gematria at all in any place. And the way he describes what gematria is in the mission of has nothing to do with the gematria we know, but we'll see about it. Okay, so let's get started. Hashiri Sarisha. Shinein roi limnois beklolus hazeis. What's kolos hazeis? Kolos is what Ram. That's the minion. A kapach reads a beschum, but what we're talking about is this minion. In other words, these are principles in order to define what the mitzvah, sefer mitzvahs are about. What is in minyan mitzvahs, and in the schum, in this kolos, this minion, you should not have mitzvahs shehein midrabbanan. Okay. That is the discussion, okay?
Is that really up for argument?
It is, because the halachas of Gdolus has Ner Chanukah and the Mikra Megillah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? And the truth is, it's not clear to me that you really needed the Shurish, because, once you have Shurish Sheni, that you're not Minyan HaMitzvah Devei Seferim. So, but the truth is, we'll see what the Rambam is getting at over here, okay? Because Shurish Hasheni is, Shein Roi Limno is Kol Mash Nilmad Biachas Mi Es Achas Misholosh Esrei Midos Shator Nidreshes Bohen O Mi Ribui. Okay? If you don't have Drosh Chazal, but Minyan HaMitzvahs Koshke, you shouldn't be Moinid the Rabbonim.
That's okay.
Okay. So the Ram says, continues and goes like this.
So
The Bahag holds that the Rabbanans were actually given to Moshe
Nisim. We'll see. The Rambam has in discussion. He says even if you suggest such a thing, we'll see in Sherish Aleph how he discusses this. He says over here. He says Loshin Gemara Shavuos. He says Vikiilu Loshin Atalma Mechuba Etzloi Elu. Elu blagi sofo bloshna cheres il mole kein lo mono miko megilo kedima lo be mitzish nemu lo moshe bisinai bloshn gmo shvus ein li ela mitzish shin stavo al sinai shasilis chadish goy miko megilo minai tamlo mikimu vekibul kimu mash kibul kvar vushi kabalei kol mitzish sakno an avim vachom labo. That's what he's interpreting more. That really wasn't nemu bisinai, but that's what he's doing. Okay, we'll see. Da, she'inyan hazeh, lohoyu roi lohoyu olov, shu poshut, kime'acha shohoyu loshna talmud, sheish me'ois v'sholish esrei mitzvois, nemu lo l'moshe b'sinai. Okay. So he quotes a loshna talmud. Okay. Now, since it says, Sheish me'ois b'sholosh esrei mitzvos nemulo l'moshe b'sinai. Okay. Now, if you open more makis, the word Sinai is not there. Okay. If you ever looked at it, okay. But that's not so bad, because in all the kisveyad that we have, the word Sinai is there. You'll find in Ksavya Minchen. And Ksav Yad Rav Herzog, it's all there, and the Ramban himself is Geiris B'Sinai. Okay. However, in all the Tfusim, even Tfus Venetia, it's not there, and in the Bahag, the way he quotes the Mem, it's also not there. Mm. Okay. Okay, but I don't know how important that is one way or the other. But Lemaisa, the Rambam quotes the Mem. That's what is Sinai, and there are certainly all the Kisviyad back him up that we have. Okay. Eich noima bedova shehu midrabonon shehu mechal aminyan. Wasn't them b'Sinai. Avl oralnu olah mibenesh kvar tohu boy. And he's referring to Alach Dolish. Umonu nechaneka umiko megila. Bechal mitzvahs asay. So it's very clear, according to the Rambam, that this memory of Simloi, this Gemara Makis, the memory of Simloi, of Sheish Me'os, the Torah Nemel Moshe Misinai, and Nemel Moshe, is the makor and the bosses of the Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's what we're dealing with. This a memory of an Amora. So since it says that the mitzvahs are misinai, so the mitzvah rabbon can't be the minyan. Even if before you evaluate, see, the rest of the shroshim on evaluation of what is b'chal tayag and what's not b'chal tayag. Okay, you have like an acid test or something like that. But here it's even before that, because since it wasn't at Sinai, there's nothing to talk about. In other words, this b'chal is even before we get started. The noisy of Sherish Bey is the subject matter is what is, in other words, what deraisa, let's say, is the minyan mitzvahs? Drosh is chazal, not drosh is chazal. How do you start looking at it? But as well as Har Sinai. Here, we're talking about things that don't do with Har Sinai, and that's why he knocks it out before he gets started. Okay? And the halachas deris is loshen is dorash rab simloi. Sheish me'os mitzvahs v'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael. Nitztavu Yisrael. And that's also important. Nitztavu Yisrael we have to worry about what is, see, it's Moshe B'Sinai, the way, you know. See, we have at least Moshe, Netzav Yisrael. Netzav Yisrael. Okay, say that. The Soris Ramban, you find in Sherish Aleph, towards the beginning, the Omnom Baal Lochis Eno Geris Kain, Av Manuscha Shaloi Matsasi Kosum Doshem Simloi Sheish Meois Visholish Esri Mitzis Nitzavi Israel. And the Ramban says, and he adds, "Valosh nazeh yichlo kol mash nitzav afilu rabbanon." So there are two things: Sinai is not mentioned, Moshe is not mentioned, it's Israel. So once nitzav Israel, you know, then you can include the rabbanon also. It's just, you see, the issue is not whether Rav Simloi is the basis of minyan mitzvahs, but part of what Rav Simloi said. Okay? This is what the Nusach of Rav Simloi was. Okay, I'm saying that.
According to this theory,
yeah,
what did you do until Hanukkah and Purim? With all these 611 mitzvahs?
I guess so. In other words, it doesn't necessarily mean there might have been mitzvahs Nemo, Al-Osid. I don't know. I'm just not, you know. And it sees, becomes a more absolutely amazing thing because the okay, good, okay. The question was, you know, they were working very hard to masake Mikra Megillah because they were afraid that Mem Ches Nevi'im and us, you know, it's just, you know, you're missing Tayag. Okay, but say that. And the Emesis Sinai is a very important thing according to the Rambam. And the Rambam stresses it in Sherei Shlishi. She says, "Da ki om sheish meis v'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nemru lo leMoshe b'Sinai moira halayis haminyan hazeh hu minyan mitzvah noges laderis lefishe mitzvah einu noges laderis ein keshelen b'Sinai." It's Sinai. Nemru b'Sinai b'zelosai. What Sinai? The omnum kivnu the omnum b'Sinai. Leika teira she nesinos ahoyis b'Sinai v'udva Hashem yis ale elai ahoro v'hoy v'hoyishom v'heishom v'yetne locho es aluchois v'ateira v'amitzvah es aluch. In other words, b'kitze is Sinai odos n'meseris ateira, and that's what we're talking about. Ubebei Omru, Mike Roy continues there. Teretzi Lora Moshe Mor Rosh Kloima, Minyan Teira Vuhu Sheish Meis Vi Achas Esrei Vi Anoichi Vloyi Yemi Piagvu Shamam Ubehem Nishlemu Sheish Meis Veshalish Esrei Mitzvahs. Okay, we say. And the Alei Ha'ahora, and that's the Ram Shita, is because of Meser of Tayag. As he pointed out, the Ram in his Hagdama to Mishneh Torah. And it means how Sinai, it doesn't mean, it's not talking about Aseres HaDibros, because the Meser of Tayag Mitzvahs is after Aseres HaDibros. It's Alei Ha'ahora, and then it's going to be the Meser of Tayag Mitzvahs. And that's the Rambam in the Hagdama to... Because he says in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, "Oz loy evoish ma'abita kol mitzvah sel kol mitzvah nitno leMoshe b'Sinai b'feirush nitno shenema v'yetno locho es luchas ha'ev v'atera v'mitzvah." It's all going back this again and again and again. You see this Rambam. This is very important because this is the beginning of everything. That's what he stresses. Teres the Teres of Gisav, a mitzvah with Birushai, it's one last letter, a pair of mitzvah, mitzvah zu, and Nikos Teres of Alpe. And Ram continues and stresses Sinai here in Cherish Aleph, because he says, Visboinein usma mimish yishma l'shoinem nemu loy l'moyshe v'sinai v'yim nekriyas ahalil sheshibach boy David es Hashem yis'ale. How could you mention halil? How can you say Shetsuvo boy Moshe? Sach Dovid HaMelech. V'yim nechaleka shekovu oisai chachom b'bayesheni. V'chei miko megillo. Okay. However, at the end of Sherish, which is a different argument, which really is, and he's very careful to say that it's not an argument which he's mentioned, it's an argument which he will mention. And look at the end of Sherish Aleph, he says, there's another reason why Mitzvah Rabbanan shouldn't be in Tayag. V'hu, shekol ma shehu mid Rabbanan, einoi nimna b'chlal sheish me'oiz b'sholosh esrei mitzvois, Mibnei Shaklolus. This again, this is the Minyan Tayag, where he has a different word for it. He's talking about the Minyan Amitzis. This Minyan, okay? Or the Schum, whichever word you want to use here, okay? He Kula Mikroos Hateira. It's Psukim. You see that? You have that? I don't know what translation you have, but that's what it is, okay? Because he also has this. It's also in Kab. That's Korach. And it's also in Kapach too. Shaschum azeh kulo psukei teira. Okay? Now, this is very, very important. But he adds another word or two, which is very important before we continue it. Shaklolus hazeh yisamina, schum hazeh, hu kula mikos ator psuketa, you know, it's the same thing, right? V'ein bohen d'rabonon, kmo shenivaer. What does it mean, kmo shenivaer? It means I haven't explained that. I'm going to explain that. Okay. See, what's Kmoshe Nevaya? That basically shows Sheni that it's not Drashas Chazal, but that's what he means. It's Psukiyate. He's giving you the seed and the clue of what the next Sheresh is. Kmoshe Nevaya. He's basically telling you, I could have been my Drabonons from the second Sheresh. Kmoshe Nevaya. But he just says that even before, because the second Sheresh is only talking about what is Nichnas. It's a mitzvah, but the shayla is in nichnas or not nichnas. Okay? Here he's talking about something else. He said, b'chal, it doesn't get, because since the tayag mitzvah, nem l'moshe misinai, you know, it's b'chal, it's out of the minyan before you get started. Okay? So that's very careful. You have to see, he doesn't say k'moshe nisboer, it says k'moshe nevaer. So it means this is not the argument which he has used until this point. It's a different argument. It's an argument which he will develop in Sherish Sheni. Which says you don't need this argument. It's supposed to, yes, it's a second argument which is not necessary at the moment. Okay, but it's also an argument, and it will be in the next Sherish. Well, okay. So it's very clear the Ram is developed. There's a separate inyan. There's separate inyan in Minyan Amitzis of Mikoros HaTeira. And this, he also says in the psicha, okay, right before over here, he has the all the four. I didn't discuss the psicha yet. He has before Atil. He has. I don't know how you have it there. He has a general introduction to Sefer Mitzvahs, which is really introduction to Mishneh Torah. Okay, and then it's Ata Aschil Bezichoyim Haklolim Shiroi Lismoch Aleim. Okay, but let's read it. Me and Mitzvahs Vehem Abor Also Klolim Oshoshim Acha Sheaktim. Shekol ha-mitzvahs, shekolil oison sefer ha-teira, tzivonu Hashem, Hashem bohen. What's the sefer teira over here? What's the sefer teira? Okay. So it means that the mitzvahs are in the Sefer Torah, the mikolos. He says it again. He alludes to it. Okay? Okay, now I want to tell you something which you can appreciate because we learned Sherish Yud Beis. Okay? Tzivonu Hashem bohen. Okay? The Arabic over here. One second. Sefer Teira, yes, it's the Ram's words, okay? It's not a translation. Sefer Teira is the Ram's words. The Ram is a conglomeration of Lashon HaKodesh, of Lashon HaMishneh, whatever it is, and together with Arabic, okay? So he says the word Sefer Teira. So the mitzvahs are in the Sefer HaTeira, okay? But he says, Alti Shirano. Shurano, Shin, Reish, Ayin, Nun, Aleph, remember, the Ram has two words for Tzivoy. One is a real word for Tzivoy, which he uses in general. That's Alamar. That's Hatzivoy, Shetzivoy. When he talks about each mitzvah, he says Tzivoy. That's a real Tzivoy. That's a command, okay? Here, the word, the translation of Shurano is a Hiro'o. And, you know, it becomes very confusing. Well, the mitzvahs are commandments, horois, and basically how you put in from tzadi vav to kuf vav all the din tumas mest and all sheretz. You know, is it a mitzvah or is it a horois? And here he used the word horois, just an aside, okay? And used it many times, you remember, at the beginning of Sherish Yud Beis. Okay, now we have that. So it's very clear that Tayag Mitzvahs are Tayag Mitzvah Mikroyis, okay? Sefer Teira. But that's not the issue over here in Sherish Aleph. At the end of Sherish Aleph, he says, you know, I'm going to develop another argument in the future, which will also be sufficient to deal with the Rabbanans, but I this Sherish completely stands on its own independent of that. That's basically what he's saying, okay? Now, here, there's a problem, just before we get started. In other words, Mekitza is, it's very interesting, you know. There's a member from an Amora that Kilu, he doesn't say that is a he doesn't say anything about it. He just says, and it starts off Dorash Rav Simloi. So you get the impression, here's someone coming, Eino Kum Terayin, someone's coming in and starts dashing, okay? And somehow, and that's what the Gemara expresses it, Dorash Rav Simloi. And this has been accepted, both according to the Rambam and the Bahag, as the basis for Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Rambam has gone further. It's the Tayag Mitzvahs are a very important thing because it is the Messiah. That's what the Messiah is all about. Okay? And it starts off Dorash Rav Simloi. So Pashtis, if you looked at the Gemara in Makis, Drosh Reb Simoi says it's Drosh Reb Alma. It's not Megufei Teira. And Ramban himself, you know, is ready to take that approach in the Hasagas. This is the Ramban is ready at some point, to knock out the whole Tayag Mitzvah. Maisi accepts it, and he even has a Hashlom at the end of what goes into Tayag, what doesn't go into Tayag. But at the beginning, he wasn't even clear that you should accept it. Okay, good. And you could have said, Rav Simloy is only smach the Balma, like Hilu, it's offhand, it sounds like Fila, but looking at the memory itself, that's l'chor where you should have concluded. And the Ram says the boss is, it's not a drosha, the boss is the basis for Tayag Mitzvah. The more makis drosha of Simloy, chof gimel abeis. Sheish meois v'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nemlu l'moishe, and that doesn't say Sinai, but okay, nemlu l'moishe. But see, in Stav Yisrael is even more, in the Bahag, it's even more interesting. Sholosh meois v'shishim v'chomesh l'avin, k'minyim osachamo, u'mosayim v'alboyim v'shmona, asei k'neged evov sholodim. So the question is, what's the drosha? The drosha is about the Ramach and the Shasa, even the Etzem Tayag Mitzvah, the drosha. So what exactly happened over here? We'll see you later. Okay? So the Ramban is Masig on the Rambam. Because the Gemara continues and quotes of Hamanuna. Okay? That's Rav Simloy's memory. Then comes Rav Hamanuna. Sh'Rav Hamanuna, Sh'motza lo yismach, my kro. So Ramban develops a theory, which a priori, has merit. He says, when Chazal say minayim and ani mila, something like that, that's something real. When it's my krav, it's like we're talking about asmachtas. And he says that since the Gemara and Rav Hamanuna says my krav, so it's very indicative that we're talking about asmachta ba'alma. And he says, V'harbe psukim, he says, that's Loshen Rabban. V'chein Rav Menuna, shemot lo yismach, maikro, eino el asmach, tevremez ba'almo. V'harbe psukim, milvad ze, kosu behen teiro, v'einom boim b'chesh benoisiyis. V'inyin keze, b'kama mekoimois, b'talmud, nemro, al klal asmachtais. Binyonim shehem midivrei seifim ulishanam shog b'mozim hu ze maikro v'yalo ikrim omim shenemar o meno alon o meno animili. If it's shenemar meno meno animili, so then it's real. If it's maikro, it's not my smach to balmo. Okay, it's a Ramban towards the beginning of Sherish Aleph. So I would tell you the following. I did some search. Could be I missed it. Okay. There's something about the micro and the setup of the memory of Rabbi Simloy, which is basically different than every other drosha with a micro. Okay. Okay. You see, Rav Simloy's memory is the Kulei Pela. You might have a memoir that on one Amor says, Ein Mashiach Yisrael, or Yesh Mashiach, whatever it is, and the Amor will say, Maikro, okay? But Rav Simloy, to the best of my knowledge, is the only Amor who says, it says, Dorash Rav Simloy. He's making a drosha. And there's no clue in the words that he says that there's any drosha b'chlal. Because what did he say? Dorash Rav Simloy, sheish meiros v'shlosh esrei mitzvahs nemar l'moishe b'sinai. And then he says, the Ramach, Mitzvah Saseh, Vishasa Mitzvah Loisase, and that's the end of the member. So what's the drasha? You see, you know, we, you know, in colloquial, you know, he said anything you say is a drasha, okay? But the word drasha means to a nituch of psukim in a homiletical way, okay? That's what the word drasha means. And we, you know, it quotes the words, it's a singular in the memory of Chazal that it quotes a drasha, kilo is a drasha, without any psukim. Don't make no sense. So for shteitzach comes Rabbi Hamnuna and says, my craw. So even if in general you accept the Rabban's thesis that the word my craw is indicative of a drabola smachta ba'alma, okay? But he couldn't have said shenema, or menohani mili, or whatever it is, because he's dorash, and dorash means a pasuk, and he hasn't told you what the pasuk is. So Hamnuna is coming to tell you, oh, what pasuk are we talking about? Okay? So I think, you know, it's just like, even if you accept the Rabban's premise, I just think the construction of this memra is very clear that it's not muchach to apply the Rabban's principles over here. Okay? That's the Rambam does. So the Chayra, it's almost like the Gemara is asking, or Isi ben Padosh, she yoshiv v'derish mosh pekvur. He's saying a drasha, and we don't know what he's done. We don't know what's going on. Kilu, that's it. You know, there it is. So that's the Gemara asks. That's what Talmud asks, my claw. And it's a very applicable question. What other questions should you ask? So it could be ma'alma, the Rambam is moided every time the Gemara says my kro tenas machta, but here it's different. Because it's much the memo from Rav Hamnuna, from Rav Simloi, that there is a drasha, and we don't know what drasha is all about. So Rav Hamnuna asks my kro. So that's what we say. So that, I think, is okay. But here it's even, but it still becomes, you know, so we're not out of the woods yet, okay? This, I think, is okay. It's not like a dochuk, you know? That's Meseda, correct? Like, I didn't say anything. It's better like that, okay? Let's say something. You know, I didn't say anything. Then comes Rabbi Hamnuna and says, Teret Sibel Aramoisha, Marosha, Teret Sibel Aramoisha, Ter Begematia, Tof Reish Yud Aleph. Okay. So it means this drasha is mevusas on a gematria. Correct? You don't find in Rambam any place that I know in Pirush Mishnayos. Okay. In Mishneh Torah. In Mor Nevuchim, that he quotes a gematria. Okay? Gematria in Mishneh Torah, he does quote the word gematria in Mishneh Torah, but it doesn't mean that. Gematria, and in the Mishneh Ovis says, Papas, Chochmas, Gematria is, right? There is, Mi Papa is Lechochma. The kavona lechochma satchuna. It's talking about something like engineering or geometry. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's nothing at all to do with gematrius. And that's why he quotes it a few times in Kiddush HaChodesh, make cheshbonos. Okay, I have a long discussion in Sherish Aleph, and then in Sherish Aleph, how the Ram learns what Gematrius in the Mishnah over there in offices. But that's not what we're talking about over here. That's not the word of, because it's the Rambam is not the approach of the Pirish of the Baal Turim on the Torah. You know, if you're going to try to sell someone that, you don't find it. You can say, you say what you like. So even if you accept that the word drash is not so bad, okay, and that the word micro over here is not so bad, okay, because the word drash is machayev the micro, and it wasn't in the memra, but you're still faced with a major problem. You have over here gematria in a memra, and you yourself have never used gematria in kol tokule any yichiburim, and kilu the whole Masechta is based on this gematria, which is amazing. Okay, so that's the next problem we have to deal with. Okay, I think all these are real problems. So I want to tell you the following. Okay, we say that the chay is a problem. It's not just not a problem. Okay. So here now, if you open up to Shir Shlishi, I'm just going to slowly, wade through and see, Let's see what happens. Da. In the Shir Shlishi. Ki omrom shesh meois v'sholish esrei mitzvois nemu l'moshe b'sinai. Okay? So again, that's the, b'sinai, Moshe b'sinai. Meira hal yeis ha-minyin ha-zeh hu minyin ha-mitzah no'egiz l'deiris. Lefi, she-mitzah she-ein ha-no'egiz l'deiris, ein kesher lehen b'sinai. That's okay. Nemu b'sinai o b'zolosai. The omnom kivnu bi omnom b'sinai li'ika teresh nesina sa b'sinai. Koi sa b'sinai. What? So nemro, it doesn't, or b'zulosa in a different place. It doesn't make a difference. He's talking about with the mitzvahs that ain't lehem kesher, l'fisha mitzvah she'ain on no'egis b'sinai, ain't kesher lehen b'sinai. If it's not no'egin l'deiris, the mitzvah might have said it's Sinai, or another place in the Midbar. It might have been, it's nothing to do with Sinai. When the B'nai Shalom said, Hori Matcha, and to make something, or to do something, has nothing to do with its, whether the place where it was said was in Sinai, or in a different place.
That means
mitzvah,
we're not knowing
the Doris. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Omnom, kivnu b'sinai li'ika teira, which means the teira, which is noeg l'deiris. There were some mitzvahs that were not noeg l'deiris, which were also said at Har Sinai, like higbalte sahar. But that's not a mitzvah l'deiris, okay? Al tigu b'har. She nesidus hoyz b'Sinai. Vu dvar Hashem yisale alei lai haharo vehei shom yet nochoes aluchais v'chulei. Then he says ubebeir omroi. Ubebeir omroi, mikro teira tzivulon moishe moishe kilis moirosh kloima minyan teira shehu sheish meois viachas esrei v'anoichi lo yiyeh v'pigvum shom v'hem nishlemu sheish meois v'shalosh asoy mitzvos. Yitzu b'zeh asivin she'adova she'tzivulon moishe v'lo yishomanum ki'im mimenu hu Minyan Torah. So now, I want to focus on one word over here. And this is the important word. Ubebeyo omru mikro. What's ubebeyo omru mikro?
Sounds like Rabbi.
Yeah, but what's ubebeyo? So Targum kapach is metagi ubeferish omru. Okay. So I had a discussion with Korach, Rav Korach, about this. And what does the Ram want? So he felt clearly, strongly, that the Rambam It's ubibian kalua, and that's the Arabic. And he said the Rambam is a kavona. That the kavona sarambam is lepirush makubu. Okay, ubibeya omu. So it means my claw is an expression. In other words, what he's saying over here is this member of Simloi, this Dorash, he's saying over Pirush HaMakubo in a Pasuk Torah. And Teret Sivlo Ramosha. Correct? Over Be'er Omu. It's one word in Rambam. Hello? So, what I think, once you accept that, so l'cheira, what you have over here is gematria, is a remez in the kro, okay? And the Rambam's opinion in the Akdoma to Pirush Mishnah is that a Pirush Makubo is either through Yud Gimel Midos or through Mimozim in the kro. And this is the case of Pirush Makubo, which is not based on Yud Gimel Midos. And on the Chochmas Akosu, that you can either get it through giving me this or Lem is in the Kor. Well, that's what he says in the Pirush Mishnayis. If there's no Machlik, is the Pirush Makubo, Vachule, Vachoku, Al Horo, or Sheyesh Bimiko, Le Pirush Makubo, there's a Horo in the Miko. What is it? Le Fishikva Kodam. Shaklal, I'm reading another quote in there in the Agdoma. Shaklal etzleinu shakola pirushim kulam kil b'moshe v'yesh lehem kmo she'amru rimozim b'mikra. O shel nilmodim b'yachas amidus kmo she'amarnu. And what the Rambam has done over here is that this gematria, even though it's not a way that you make drush in general, it's enough for remes that have Pirush HaMakubo or Tota Meser from Taryag. And that is what Reb Simloi has done. So the Rambam has turned the world. See, the Rambam Mamish, it's an unbelievable thing. He has different spectacles than we have. And he's turned the world over. Reb Simloi, together with Menuna, is an expression of a Pirush HaMakubo and a Pasuk of Torah. Okay? And I never would have, you see, the truth is, I felt this intuitively, the Rambam has to say this, okay? But I didn't want to do that, because that's easy, and that's not, you know, that's really like, you know, trigger happy, because that's not scholarship. Because until you can prove it, and pin the tail, you know, and say, oh, das steht in Rambam, then you have nothing, really. So I can point over here, in this Rebbeya Omu, that he learned in Rav Simloi, that it's a Pirush HaMakubo. So it comes out that the Ramban and the Rambam are the exact opposite extremes. The Ramban learns Rav Simloi is an Asmachta Ba'alma, and the Rambam learns that it's a Pirush HaMakubo in Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So now everything now is answered.
And the
Shasa
and the
Ramach is all. Oh, one second, I didn't get them. I got the Tayagi. I didn't do. I'm not listening. No. Say them. You know, it's like. I got to a point that you never would have expected me to get to, because I never expected to get there.
Where are you going?
That's okay, good. One second. So yes, so what's the next point? You know, I'm interested. I'll get there. Okay. But, you know, even if I'm not successful, they also, I'll tell you that, okay? Beseda? So the Chayra, that's why it's a Pirush HaMakubo, it's not a Lachlan Mishmi Sinai, because it's based on a Pasuk, Teret Zilor HaMoshe. So it means the Teret Zilor HaMoshe is really, that's good for what he's telling you. And that's Nemel Moshe Mesinai. Teret Zivlo Ramoshe.
Pirush Makubal about using gematria, that the Rambam will never use gematria in a.
I never found gematria's b'chal Rambam, but it. I think what the Rambam is saying that it's enough to have a remez, even though it's really meaningless in general in terms of darshening in Mesera, but it's enough of a remez. With chokhmas is have a remez mikra, and that's what says, we're Muslim be mikra. It's not much a chiddush nifl, even though gematria is nothing, but it's enough for them as a pirush makubal to say, "Oh, that does state the third civil or a Moshe, or does the Rav Nunu with the Maikra, and does state the pirush makubal." So, but the word Dorosh Rav Simloi doesn't give it away, because you could have a Dorosh Rav Simloi or Dorosh something which might not be a Pirush Makubal. And the Rav himself says in a Pirush Makubal, there's no Machlekes. You have a Dorosh Rav Simloi in Abu Dhazor and Zayin Rebbeis. My commit for gay. Can a Dorosh Rav Simloi? The Dorosh Rav Simloi. Le'ol misad o'odam shivoch shal mokub v'akach yispalo. And in the Hemshech of the Gemara on Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara parrots out, we don't pass in the Dorosh Rav Simloi, we pass in the Chomim. Chomim, look at the Vizeh, look at the Vizeh, Ela Shoyl Odom Tzrochov, B'Shamei Atfilo, and that's the Ram Paskins. And the whole Seder, in Perik Aleph, of Hilchus Tfilo, Alocha Beis, L'Fichot Noshim, V'Avodim, Chayovim B'Tfilo, which is not, it's part of tefillah, bakoshes. So it means the whole Seder tefillah and how the mitzvah of tefillah works doesn't work when a pasuk of Simloi. So it's not a Pirush Makubal. The fact of Simloi is a Dorosh Rav Simloi, it's not a raya for anything. And we have Simloi, we have cases of Dorosh Rav Simloi where it's only a Drosh Rav Alma. Maybe it might be. You don't know. You know, it might be a Pirush Makubal, might be Midas Atera. We find another Rav Simloi. We don't know what it is exactly. Makas Daf Yud, Dorosh Rav Simloi. May Dichsiv, Oz Yavdil Moshe, Sholish Orim, Be'evar Yadim, Mizroch HaShemesh, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, Hazrich, Shemesh L'Roitzchim. You should make it easy to get there, fast to get there. Ike Diyamre, Hazrachta, Shemesh L'Roitzchim. Okay, Beseder. This might be a Pirush Makubal, but the Makom is certainly that the Lashon Dorosh Rav Simloi is certainly a Drosh Ba'alma. So, for example, Mount Seita, Daf Yud Dal Amud Aleph, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Teir Tchilos Gemilas Chasadim. Tchilos Gemilas Chasodim, Tichsiv Ayas Hashem Elokim Lo'odam U'Ish that crosses all the Albishim. V'Sev Gemilas Chasodim, Tichsiv Yikavei Oisrei Bagai Dorosh Rav Simloi Mibinei Ma Nis'avu Moshe Likoneis Laben Likoneis Eretz Yisrael V'Chil Echo Repiru Tzorch Oy Lisboya Mituvo Tzorch Ela Kein Oma Moshe How be mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael ve'eni ve'ein mekaymin miskaymin ele be'eretz Yisrael ekonis ani le'eretz kidei shiskaymu kulon al yodi omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu klum ata mevakesh ele kabel tzcha ma'al el yalecha ke'ilu asisem shenemo l'chein achalek loy b'rabim es v'yatsumim yichalek sholo Tachas Sheh Hera, Lamovis Navshev, Yes Poishim, Nimne Vachule. the courts of Talmud Loima, yeah, Shreidim Achreidim, and this is it, okay? These are drashas. It's not the Kirsha of Nani Kreteya that the Boston was said, you know. The drash of the Simloi doesn't tell you anything. But the drashas, he tells you what the drash is, he's, you know. But this Maimo, that's Ram says, this is separate, this is the boss, this is the Makor for everything. Otto steht in Ramam. It's a little strange that Rav Simloi should tell you a Pirush HaMakubal, be telling you a Pirush HaMakubal, and the Gemara, you know, introduces it as Dorosh Rav Simloi. Because really, the Pirush HaMakubal is the Chamaseira. The Dorash is just, you know, so what's the Dorash? He's telling you that there's a Remez in the Pesukim for it. What's the Dorash? What did he do? He's going. See, normally, this is a major problem over here. Because in Sherish Beis, he tells you that when you use Midas HaTeira and the Chacham HaMeseri tells you it's a Dereisa or it's Gufei Teira, we know something. Here, L'Cheira, he doesn't tell you how he knew it. But he's certainly telling you what he's doing. And it's Mama Shapella, because Ika Chosim and Asefer. He's telling, he says the word Dorish, and Chazal is leading you. And it doesn't even tell you the Pirush HaMakubal, you know, what Pasuk he's darshaning. So the whole thing is Chosim. And this is Dach the Meseris. Then, the question is not only that, where did you get this other, that the two other mitzvahs, Shamu Mipi HaGvur? See, no Teira, or does Pshat and Teira, okay? But how does everything work together? But the Rambam seems to say the whole Nusach of this, of Avonuna, is a Pirush HaMakubal. How do I know that? Okay, but I don't know how this notes is Pirush HaMakubal, really, because it's not a pshat in the pasuk. Okay? Because the Rama opened the mitzvah say Aleph. Va'mitzvah Rishena, Huatziv Rishnitztavinu, so the translation is very bad. I'm using Kapach over here. Because it's not emuna, okay? Shenitztavinu b'yidias l'alokus. V'hu sheneida sheyesh shom ilo v'sibo v'hu poyel l'chol l'msoyim v'hu omo yisal le'onoicha Hashem elokecha. Okay? And the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Makis as the charaya that it's a mitzvah neminyan. Look what he says. Ubesev Gemara Makis Omru Sheish Me'ois V'Shalosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemu Lo L'Moshe B'Sinai Ma'ikro Teira Tzivolonu Teira Tzivolonu Moshe Klei V'Minyan Teira V'Hikshu Al Zeh V'Omru Teira B'Gematria Hochi Have Shish Me'o V'Chatzore Have V'Hoi Satshuvo Onoichi Hashem Alokecho V'Lo Yiyah L'Cho Mipi Agvu Shamanum Shomum. Okay. Hine Hisbaya Lacho Kionuch Hashem Michlal Sheshmeris Visholish Esri Mitris Vuatzivui Leda Kmoshe Bialno. So, what exactly happens over here? So I'm not sure. Is this Alochom Mishmi Sinai? You can tag on because what this is part of the Pirush HaMakubal. Chazal happened to say this, and therefore we know. But how did he make the cheshbon of Tayag? I mean, it's a tzio of two kabbalas. He doesn't tell you how this happened, because really, the you could say it's a Pirush HaMakubal of the Pasuk Teira. But what about a Neichi? And how do you know this? Who told you this? Okay, but it's an accepted Maseir for Chazal that they heard this. But how do you know that it goes to the minyan mitzvahs? Even if you accept that anoichi and loyia mipiashmua shamum, that they heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you know it's part of minyan mitzvahs? And the Gemara clearly says that it is. And that's enough for the Rambam. The question, what is this? Is it a Meseir? Is this Halachom Shesinai? Ashlomo to a, if you have a, it's not based on Pesukim at all. It's not Kilip Shat the Pasuk. So what, it's a Pirush Mekubal, it's Halachom Shesinai, or part of Pirush Mekubal could also be a Meseir, which is not based on, you know, Bechlau, something new has gone on out here. And has it, you were worried about, I'm not even you, before the Ramach and the Shasah, you're basically, you don't know what's going on here. But the Rambam clearly uses this. Oh, this is the Masor, and this is where he comes out between Mecholilis, and he goes against the Bahag, because the Bahag doesn't count on Uruch Hashem Elokecha Min Yer HaMitzvahs, which is Mamish Kuli Pela, a priori, because he quotes this memoir from Rav Simloy at the beginning. And that the Ramban, you know, tries to explain, we'll see. Okay? Okay? So this, we have no clue of what the, what's going on over here. You have a law that there's a mitzvah, and you so, you see, you have a problem over here. Because, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, I would have said, Mehecha Teseh, it's a mitzvah, it's a statement. I am, it says, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, it's a mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. It's a hurrah of yediyah. So, without a Pirush Mekubal, without some Maseir, then it's a mitzvah, you can't even start talking about it. And that's the Rambam has to do, gymnastics over here, mental gymnastics, in order to prove it, correct? And the Bahag actually disagrees with it. Shh. So we don't know what's going on. So that, and you can still, there's no gambas in the claw. There's no Gemma's Lekor of this. The Gemma's Lekor is only a Tachtas Reshid Aleph. So where does it get Tayag? What's going on over here? And the Ramban really has... You see, the Ramban turns the world upside down. You see, he does something which I'm very confused about. You see... he does something which I don't catch. I'll explain to you. What is mitzvah aleph? Because the Ramban says mitzvah aleph is kabbalas malchus shamayim, and he says that's the basis of mitzvahs, and therefore it's not a mitzvah because it's the basis of mitzvahs. Okay. So, and he quotes the Ram saying Emunis Elokus. Emunis Elokus kills Machayef me to have a relationship with God. Emun, it's faith. The Rambam doesn't say that it's faith. And the Kabbalah Sal Shemayim, the Rambam puts a mitzvah beis. Because the Rambam says that that the Yichud and the Shu Mitzvah Yichud is Kabbalah Sal Shemayim, look at mitzvah beis. So Ramban chanted the mitzvah Aleph and says, therefore, it's not in the minyan. Chazal said, he says in Hasogas to Mitzvah Aleph, Chazal said, there are Neuchi and Loyia Mipiashmur, Mibishamum, is it Mabiyakvushamum? So it's referring to the two mitzvahs that we learn out from Loyia. And he says, all the mitzvahs of the Zohar, there are many mitzvahs there, but it basically comes down to two in Minyan, and that's what's going on. Okay? That's what he does, the Ramban. But this is major because we have no clue of why Chazal tell you, why was it important for Rav Menuhin to tell us that they heard Anoich Hashem Elokecha Piyashmua. Even if you tell me that the two is referring to the second part of it, okay, we have no clue, according to the Ramban, in his interpretation of the Bahag, and he himself, I think, also knocks it out. I have to look at the end of the Minyan Mitzvah, whether he does or not, but it's really irrelevant to us now. But Lamaisa, why did Chazal mention this in Rambam Nuna's Memra? Because it's irrelevant to us. It's a very nice, if it's an agadic issue, it's very nice. But if what we're interested is, and tell us what Tayag Mitzvah is, what difference does it make if they heard a Neuchi Peshmu or not? The issue is really the Loyiya, which has two mitzvahs in it. Okay, but that's an aside. Okay. That's why standing over here. Now, okay, so the next thing which I want to pick up is the Ramach and the Shasak. Let's see him next time. Okay,